Less than a week after the town of Normal banned large gatherings in and around the Illinois State University campus to try to limit the spread of COVID-19, some students seem determined to test the town and university resolve. More from Eric Stock.
Illinois State University President Larry Dietz says he's disappointed in the students who were at a large outdoor party in the middle of a pandemic, and the university will consider suspending students who attended.
We're investigating that. If individuals are identified out of that gathering, we have a student conduct code that will be applied. The mayor and I are talking about other potential sanctions that the town of Normal might issue as well.
Police at Normal dispersed a crowd of about 70 students who gathered for a party at an off-campus apartment complex and involved a group of YouTube pranksters called the Nelk Boys.
And the Nelk production company has a reputation for prank videos, but it was no joking matter last night when residents invited them to the town.
Deet says disciplinary action against the students could include suspension or temporary removal from campus.
Interim suspensions are possible. Suspensions are possible. Interruptions in the students' plan to be here are all possible. And so we take this very, very seriously.
Police at Normal confirmed large gatherings at 3 locations last night. Deet says he's talking with the town of Normal officials about additional penalties against students. The town recently passed a ban on large gatherings near campus following a surge in COVID-19 cases tied largely to the campus population. It calls for fines of up to $750. Governor J.B. Pritzker commended the town for putting in the restrictions, but says it'll take personal responsibility to keep the coronavirus under control.
Enforcement has always been a challenge because we don't want to, cite people. We certainly don't want to arrest people who aren't wearing a mask or who aren't following the provisions of our mask mandate or gathering mandates. But at the same time, we need to make sure that the message gets across to people.
Pritzker acknowledges the coronavirus has been a problem on many college campuses. He says students who test positive or need to quarantine should stay on campus to limit the spread.
It's less ideal to send students home who test positive. That they should quarantine in place. Sending them home has the potential to add to the numbers of people who contract COVID-19.
Pritzker commends Bradley University's 2-week campus quarantine. The governor says testing and contact tracing remain the best ways to contain the spread. He notes Illinois is the 3rd highest testing state in the country at nearly 50,000 tests per day. Contact tracing remains a challenge in McLean County. The county health department has said it's overwhelmed with cases, and it may take several days before a contact tracer will call someone who tests positive. The county has only filled about half of 40 additional contact tracing jobs. Pritzker says McLean County has done a good job hiring, while the state's role is to come up with the funding, which it did.
The Illinois Department of Public Health does not dictate to county departments of public health how they should do something and what exactly they should do. There is a partnership, and it's a good partnership. But it is up to the county departments to make the decisions about how quickly, et cetera, they're able to hire.
Pritzker says the state is working on a distribution plan for a vaccine, though there's no clear idea when one will be ready. The governor says the state would distribute the vaccine based on availability and priority.
We want to make sure that the people who are most vulnerable are reached first, people who are most at risk because of the jobs that they have, our frontline workers, our nurses, our doctors, etc. We want to make sure that they are covered.
The governor says claims a vaccine will be ready in November come from someone running for re-election, in apparent reference to President Trump. I'm Eric Stock.
Governor J.B. Pritzker visited the ISU campus to promote census outreach 3 weeks before the election. The town of Normal ranked below the state average with 66% participation. Bloomington and McLean County are higher than the state average of 70%.